The Warriors falling to the Spurs in the season opener. It was a game where the Warriors just could not find a rhythm. While Kevin Durant delivered a 27-point, 10-rebound night, and Stephen Curry had 26 points and 3 threes on the evening, yet the Spurs, with a strong showing, taking it 129-100. Here's head coach Steve Kerr in the postgame.
I didn't have him ready to play, obviously. I mean, we came out of the blocks. We missed some easy shots, but it wasn't the shot. I never worry about missed shots. It's more about, you know, loose balls and second effort, third effort. You know, we would make a stop, and then they'd get an offensive rebound, and then we'd kind of lose our energy a little bit. And you saw we started to play with a little fire kind of late second quarter, and then, you know, they came right back and hit a couple shots, and we had probably two surges late second quarter, early third, where, you know, we started to play the way we play, and San Antonio was great. I mean, they played a phenomenal game. That was we saw their best stuff, obviously, but it's a great team. It's a team that exposed some of our weaknesses. We cannot get out rebounded like that. And lose the turnover battle and get beat at the free throw line. I mean, those are all things that they're going to kill us if we do that every game. So we know it's going to take some time. That was obvious tonight. But I give a lot of credit to San Antonio. They played a fantastic game.
Steve, is there any part of you that saw any of this coming? And what did you say to the team at halftime that you can tell us?
Say that again.
Was there any part of you that saw any of this coming? And what did you tell the team at the half?
Yeah, I mean, no, I didn't see losing by 29 points coming. We had a pretty good camp, pretty good exhibition season, but that doesn't really mean a whole lot what happens in the exhibition games. You can tell we're still searching for our, you know, rotations and our patterns and you know, who's going to play with whom and that kind of thing. And it'll take some time. So I'm not worried about that. As far as what I told the team, it's a long season. You know, we got a long way to go, and we're going to come in tomorrow and get a little bit better and get back at it.
There were a few times, I think, especially in the first couple quarters, where the Spurs only had one guy on the offensive glass, but he ended up with the rebound over, let's say, three guys. Is that something that'll correct with time, or are there some real adjustments that need to be made there?
Well, we're going to have to be a box-out team. We can't, you know, just expect our guys to go grab a board. We have to hit bodies. We've got to be, you know, we're a smaller team than we were last year, so we've got to hit bodies, and everybody's got to box out, and we've got to play with more physicality, more energy.
What did you think about Kevin's game tonight? And I mean, how much of the rotation issues and stuff you were talking about is just figuring out how to play him?
I mean, Kevin is so good. He's gonna look good in any setting with any group of four around him. It wasn't about Kevin at all. It wasn't about any one in particular. It was about the group of five, whichever group was out there. We didn't have the fire. We didn't have the energy that we needed to start the game. And I thought we really let them off the hook early. We had a chance to build a lead, and we really finished the quarter poorly. You know, I think we were up four and with just a few minutes left in the – maybe 3 minutes left in the first, and suddenly we're down 11, and they've got all the momentum. Turnovers, you know, some careless outlet passes that led to threes, a lot of silliness, and, you know, we've got to clean that up. We can't be a team that's mistake-prone. You know, we're going to be explosive. We're going to score a lot of points, but we've got to be sharp with our execution and help our defense by playing good offense, by playing solid offense.
Well, what are the biggest challenges of preparing for and stopping guys like Kawhi Leonard and LaMarcus Aldridge?
Well, they're great players, you know, Kawhi got to the line 15 times. That was a big deal. but they're both excellent rebounders and guys who will score inside, and they took advantage of us tonight.
Coach, the Spurs were able to get in the paint and score a lot, either by the drive or just layups around the rim. What can you clean up defensively and show the team in video?
I don't know. We'll look at it, and we'll show some video tomorrow. There's lots to show, so we'll see what we find.
I think Pachulia and West combined maybe for 5 rebounds, 4 points, some combination like that. Did they seem connected to everyone else? Were you disappointed in the performances out of those two specifically?
I was disappointed in our team's performance. I mean, I never look at individual guys after a game like this. You know, you don't look at one individual. You look at the group and the pairings, you know, the groupings that you have on the floor. And so, you know, we're going to have to find combinations that work. We're going to have to experiment. You know, I think I said that a few weeks ago when camp started. We are going to have to experiment with different combinations as we kind of figure out, you know, who we're going to be, what our team's going to look like.
Steve, on the offensive side, it seemed more one-on-one and not so much kind of the crisp ball movement and passing that has been a trademark and that you like. Did you see that? I mean, was that?
Yeah, I think it was that kind of game that where we fell behind, and once we fell behind, you know, we were trying to catch up in a hurry. So a lot of quick possessions, quick shot possessions. I'm not worried about our offense at all. You know, our offense will be fine. We'll move the ball. We'll get good shots. We had a lot of great shots tonight, but we've got to take care of it. But the biggest thing is we've got to defend and rebound. I mean, you don't go very far without defending and rebounding. And we've been an excellent defending team the last couple of years. And we've got to make sure we're a good defensive team this year.
How do you balance an evaluation of a game that you saw what you saw, but it's still just the first game of the year?
Well, it's the first one. It's going to be an ugly tape to watch, and you show a lot of the ugliness, and I'm sure we'll be motivated for our next game. I think our guys were embarrassed tonight. I know I was, and so I think we've got a lot to work on, a lot to get better with, and a lot more games to come.
Anything you notice from Kevin with him being his first game here?
I thought he was great. I mean, in terms of, you know, he did what Kevin does. He scored and distributed the ball, and but again, it's not an individual thing. When you lose a game like this, it's a team thing, and we've you know, we've talked about strength in numbers the last couple of years. That's not just a slogan. It's the truth. It's got to be about the group. It's got to be about all 15 guys. And so we've got a lot of work to do, obviously.
Steve, you said you didn't have the team ready to play. What could you have done differently to get the team ready to play?
I think we just didn't look energized to start the game. It was like we were taking for granted that things were going to go well, and it's my job as a coach to see that, to feel it, and to, you know, maybe get on them early or even before the game. And so anytime you see a game start like that as a coach, it's pretty easy to say, man, I should have done this, should have done that. And so I got a lot of those in my head.
Is that it?
Obviously, you'd never want to lose, but in the big picture, not terrible to get rid of 24-0, whatever, all that talk right off the bat.
Yeah, that stuff is it's not really a concern to me what everybody else is saying about our team. The only thing that matters is what we think and what we do in our locker room and on the floor. And so there's going to be so much stuff written about our team and so much exposure, and obviously it'll be mostly bad, all bad tomorrow. We'll probably win a few games in a row and everybody will say, wow, they look great, and they're going to, you know, win the rest of their games this season, and then we'll get killed again, and we'll just play this game all season long. That's how it goes.
All right, let's now listen into what Kevin Durant said afterward.
I mean, obviously we'd love to win the game. You know, we didn't play well. Spurs play great basketball, you gotta give them credit. But, you know, we can't overreact. What we can do, we can't you know, let these games pile up. You know, we got to get better from this, learn from this. And, you know, game two against New Orleans down at their place. So, you know, it was a slap in the face and woke us up a bit. And, you know, we're looking forward to getting better.
Kevin, did you, going into the game, I mean, did you feel right? Like, you know, you guys had everything you wanted to have. And then how did you feel through the first and second quarters as things kind of got shaky?
It was a little weird game. I think early on we missed two, like, point-blank layups, a couple wide-open threes, you know, and end of the first quarter was weird. You know, threw the ball away twice. They hit two threes. It was just, you know, it was a crazy game to start. And I think once they got the lead, they kind of – it was really, really comfortable, and guys were making shots and, you know, getting to the free throw line. And like I said, you got to give them credit. They play well.
You talk about those missed layups early, missed open shots. Was there a little – would you – tension? I mean, what would lead to that?
I mean, it's the first game at home. It's a lot of – you know, it was a lot of energy in the building. It was a lot, you know, before the game. You know, so guys may have been a little tense, but, hey, that's NBA basketball. I think, you know, we kind of calmed down a bit to start the second half, but they were already ahead. And, you know, we can't wait a half to play good basketball. But, you know, it's just a matter of us getting better from it, keep learning from it, and we'll be fine.
KD, the rebounding margin wasn't in you guys' favor. Bench points as well, the same, and defensively as well. Out of those things or some other aspects of the game, what's most concerning?
Well, our first shot defense was really good. When you give up, 20 offensive rebounds and they score 24 points, you know, 9 for 15 second chance points, that makes your defense look worse than it is. But initially, we contested. We made them shoot tough shots, and they just got their own rebounds. So we got to be better at that. We got to help out. The smalls got to help out Draymond and Zaza and D. West and Andy. So, you know, but it's stuff that we can control, and, you know, we can't panic. Obviously, it's game one of 82. But we definitely got to get better.
Kevin, it looked like they made a concerted effort to run you guys off the line. Is that what you expect to see throughout the season, making you shoot twos instead of threes?
I mean, we shot 33 threes. You know, we still got them up. You know, we only made seven of them. So, yeah, but we can drive to the basket more. We got 48 paint points, and, you know, if team's going to take away the three, we can get to the rim. We got guys that can get to the rim. So I think tonight, offense, you know, I don't think that was a problem for us. We missed shots. Obviously, we got good looks, but defensively, I mean, offensive rebounds was the thing for us, and second chance points, we correct that. We're in a good game.
Kevin, you mentioned some guys were kind of perhaps tense. How did you feel driving up here? First Warriors game, real Warriors game, and all that. And were you a little nervous or tense?
I mean, like I said, everybody was. You know, the first game, you want to do so well. You just want to, you know, you're so anxious to play nice leading up, and that's just part of being in the NBA. But yeah, I was, you know, excited to play. You know, sometimes you could be overly excited. I think I had to calm down as the second quarter started and the rest of the game went on, but. You know, other than that, it was another game for me, game one, and, you know, we can't win a championship right now. So, you know, we wouldn't have been celebrating if we'd have won this game anyway.
You had said that yesterday. Do you kind of feel the opposite now? You said if you win one, it's just one game.
But yeah.
Do you kind of flip the opposite on this?
Or? I mean, if you lose one, you can't, you know, we're not going to come back into the locker room panicking, or obviously we're upset, we want to win, but. You know, you got to move on and learn from it, you know, win or lose. And that's just part of the game, you know, especially in October. You know, we got to learn from it and keep getting better.
With the way the Spurs play, execute so well, hustling, was that a good first opponent for you to kind of get you a feel for what you got to do?
Yeah, most definitely. Those are the guys, you know, they've been playing together. They got a nice little continuity going. You know, this is LaMarcus' second year with them, so they know how. Again, you know, they know how to play, and Kawhi is, you know, they're giving him the ball a lot. I think it was a lot of, you know, middle pick and rolls, and they were making shots, and also, you know, it was a couple bad bounces for us on the offensive glass, and I felt like every time we were cutting it close, they ended up making a shot or hitting a three or getting an offensive rebound. So, but, you know, like I said, man, it's just game one, and we got to learn from it. We can't let this game, you know, turn into two or three games. You know, we gotta correct it now.
Katie, like you said, you still got 81 games left. How do you, as a leader now, how do you mix with the team, and what kind of leadership do you show in you know, in times like this right now?
I've always been a lead by example guy, so I'll come in and get my work in just like I've been doing since September 27th. And, you know, we'll be fine. Like I said, you know, everybody knows, you know, we got veteran guys. We know what went on tonight. You know, we can't panic, but we can't let this turn into a couple more games. We got to correct it.
And now the Warriors hit the road for games in New Orleans, Phoenix, and Portland. This is Warrior Sound.